Kia ora and welcome back to the show. And I'm sure you've all been looking forward to this part. So right now with me in the studio, I have Jay of Spicy Boys fame. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
How are you going?
Yeah, pretty good.
So the reason you're here basically is for the Southern Spice chili eating and...
Hot sauce tasting? Hot sauce fest.
Yeah. Hot sauce fest. Yeah. Taking place this Saturday at Riverside.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about it. You're telling me it's third year in now.
Fourth year this year.
Fourth year,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
How does a hot sauce fest work exactly?
So the hot sauce fest is from 12 till 4, and that's hot sauce makers from around the country.
Yep.
And they come along. You can go and like try all the other people's hot sauce. And then, yeah, from 5 until 7, that's when the chili eating comp starts and it gets pretty gnarly.
Yeah, right, right. So is I assume like the chilies must be ranked, right? So it's not like a quantity basis. It's how far you can get.
It's last person standing kind
right,
of thing.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Right. So what's like the spiciest chili there is?
Well, by the Guinness book, it's the Carolina Reaper.
Right, okay.
But people who make beer don't really know anything about chilies, so there are quite a lot of chilies that are hotter than the Reaper.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. Wow. And you as the man behind Spicy Boys, how did that come about? I'm curious to know the story of how this all started.
I was doing some software stuff at the time.
Okay.
I hate software and I love eating food.
right.
So now all I do is eat food. But me and my brother were, I think my brother found them, but we were in a, he was in the New World in Horsell and found Carolina Reapers being sold for the same price as normal chilies.
Oh, wow.
And so he told me and then we went there and bought them all and then came home, made some sauce. And during that year, he left to Sweden to keep doing his studies. And so I made some sauce, went to a market, didn't sell much of it, but I knew that's what I wanted to do. And I had the name Spicy Boys when I went into it.
Oh, yeah,
like,
that's right.
It's a pretty good name.
It is. It's a fun name.
And, yeah, from there, here we are. Got a factory in Wollstone now.
So do you get used to hot sauce?
You do. You do, but, like, I still get nailed by it. Like, I'm going to be suffering just as much as you are.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah. Great. That's perfect segue then. So, obviously, audience can't see, but we've got 8 different...
Yeah.
Hot sauces here.
Yeah.
And some are different colours. We got different tones, got different labels. It's a little intimidating, but shall we just get into it?
Yeah. Do you want me to tell them roughly what the lineup is?
Yeah, no, please do. Please do.
So we have an ascending order of heat. We have Gateway, which is a sweet chili sauce. That's
okay.
Our entry level.
Yeah. Nice.
Then we got Oi Oi, which is a mild hot sauce. And then we have Yeehaw, which is a mildish barbecue sauce. Then we have the green chipotle, which we smoke at Smoky Teas, all the jalapenos.
Cool.
We have OG, which is our original sauce, which is Scotch Bonnet. And then we have Yeboy, which is a ghost chili sauce. And then 2 of the Lizard Exposer sauces, which are a Carolina Reaper and garlic, half-half. And then a super hot version of our chipotle, which we smoke at Smoky Teas as well, and that's Reaper and Scorpion instead of Jalapeno.
God, okay. All right, cool. So we got chicken nuggets here, which I think is a great kind of vehicle for this.
Do you want to start with the sweet and sour? Or?
Yeah, let's start with like the classic Macca's sweet and sour.
Yeah.
Which I really rate as a sauce.
Oh, great
personally.
Sauce.
There's
no other choice, really.
Okay, no, there isn't. Okay, let's just... This is like our baseline, I guess. No heat whatsoever. Okay. Yep. Sweet and soury.
Delicious.
Great. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And pairs with the chicken nugget just so excellently.
Oh. Made for each other.
Oh, they really are. They really are. Right, okay. So, first one, Gateway. Great name.
Yeah. It's one of our, I think it's our newest sauce.
Okay.
that we have. We could sometimes you'll get a family come up. Some people will be interested in hot sauce, but a lot of the family members don't eat hot sauce.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
And so, like, the gateway sauce to bring them in, yeah? It's like the gateway drug.
Yeah, right,
sweet,
okay.
Well, sweet chili sauce, that's where everyone starts their spice journey.
Wow. And are kids, like, do you have many kids who are, like, real keen to hot sauce?
Yeah, quite a lot. And it's crazy because the ones that are into it are really into it and, like, handle spice a lot better than adults.
Shit, yeah, that's so weird. Yeah. That's so strange. Ah. Okay, well, let's try this. It still, like, looks kind of chili-y.
Yeah, there's chilies in it, but it's quite chill.
Oh, great consistency as well. Okay, so I always say food is merely a vessel for condiments. Like, that's how I live my life, really.
What are your favourite sauces?
What, my favourite?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good question. I do, like, enjoy a sweet chilli, you know, but maybe something, you know, sriracha, pump that up a little bit. I like that.
Yeah.
I guess it's a sauce. QP mayo is, like, that shit's lit. Yeah. It's so good.
See, that's what you can do with a lot of the hot sauces.
Yeah, right.
Is you add mayo to them, or you add aioli.
Interesting.
And if you add, like, a little bit of mustard as well, it makes the best burger sauce. So that's what I do with hot sauce instead. Burger sauce is ketchup, mayo,
of course,
and aioli.
Yeah, yeah.
Just get rid of ketchup because you don't need that.
No, you don't. I actually think, ketchup's kind of boring. I don't know. I feel like there's so many options.
Well,
now,
if you try that, you'll be like, that's the bomb.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Should do oi oi.
Oi oi.
How are you feeling about Gateway?
Yeah, Gateway was nice. That
a little
was
bit?
Like, yeah, just like a tiniest little bit of heat. Nothing too serious.
Yeah. But it makes everyone feel included, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's important, right? So, oi oi.
Yeah.
Where did this name come from?
It's just something me and my mates used to say to each other in high school.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Get each other's attention. Oi.
Okay, this just looks like the chili sauce, but, like, slightly redder.
Yeah, so really? This is jalapenos, cayennes, and it usually has chocolate ghost, but this batch, it has manzanos, which is just
chocolate ghost.
Yeah, it sounds really nice, but it's just a really hot chili. Brown chili, or just called chocolate.
Right. Okay, yeah, this one smells more like
a chili sauce?
Planty, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I reckon it smells and tastes kind of like boiled tomato, but it has no tomato in it. Quite fluey.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, there's a little bit more heat to that one. It's not, like, bad, though.
Mm.
It's okay. I have milk here, by the way. Do you need milk?
No, I'll be good. You won't need milk either.
You don't reckon I will? I got it just to be safe.
Yeah.
Okay, it was great. By the way, love having chicken nuggets this time of the morning. It's brilliant. Okay.
So this is Yeehaw?
Smoky spice barbecue. Yeah. Okay. I mean, it looks like barbecue, right?
Yeah.
Tamarind extract.
Ooh. It's just part of the Worcester sauce.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It smells like it. Well, this is a runny one.
Yeah.
Well, I've got to be careful with that.
So we have pretty much two different type of fans. One person who likes Yeehaw and won't eat any of the other sauces. And then everyone else doesn't really like Yeehaw that much. So if you're a diehard chili fan, Yeehaw's not really your thing. But if you like barbecue sauce, people can't get enough of it.
Oh, that is good, though. That is real good. Mm.
It's just some people don't really like barbecue sauce, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, my mother's like that. She hates barbecue sauce. I like barbecue sauce, though.
Well, yeah, pretty nice, pretty chill. Use it to, like, glaze ribs or whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, I can get behind that.
This is such a funny concept of people listening to us eat.
I know, I know. Like,
they can't see it.
Sorry, listeners. It's very, like, ASMR almost. I'm still starting to get, like, a little heat build up in the body, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
This is, so the green chipotle is next, and then OG, and those are my two favourite sauces. So those are the ones I eat the most.
Okay. 20-decade release.
There's a red chipotle as well, and it's supposed to be like 2020.
Oh, right,
But the design just didn't really...
Didn't work.
Didn't catch on. Yeah, the new labels don't have it.
Oh, the smell of that. See, I'm nervous because this is the one that, like, looks so like different to the others.
It's just it's just green jalapenos. And so I know, but it's still, like... You're still very mild here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I did put quite a lot on there.
So, at Southern Spice, the chili eating competition will most likely... Oh, damn. I'm making a mess. The chili competition will start most likely with jalapenos.
Okay, because, like, in the world of spice, that is, like, tame, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We're at number four, and that's pretty nice.
Mm.
I'm not dying yet.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to give our listeners a two-minute break here to stop listening to us eat.
Our mouth sounds.
We'll be back right after the song. Just been told I have to eat slightly further away from the mic. Sorry for all the weird, moist sounds everyone's getting so far. Anyway, I've been told that this is where the action begins. It gets a little hotter from here. So this is OG.
OG.
Right?
The first. The
this
original.
Is where you started.
Yeah.
Is Carolina Reaper then?
Nah, this is Scotch Bonnet. So it's a Jamaican chili.
Where does a name like that come from?
I think Jamaica.
Oh, right, thanks.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I think that the Scotch Bonnet's a Jamaican sauce because they use it a lot for jerk sauces.
Oh, right, okay. Have you ever been to Jamaica?
I have not.
See, I don't know much about Jamaican cuisine.
Yeah, I know jerk chicken's big. Jerk seasoning is like their big thing.
Yeah. I wouldn't know whether they have a particularly spicy diet or not.
Oh, they love chilies. They eat a lot of Scotch bonnets, and then close to like Trinidad is where they grow Moruga scorpions, and those are the hottest things.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to try the OG now.
Eating further from the mic.
I like how clumpy that is. You know, I like a bit of clump in there.
Thicker sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a bit hotter.
Yeah, it's a bit hotter. It's not too bad. It's not too bad.
Quite peppery.
Yeah. Very peppery.
For that one, everything we put in it is roasted. So like the onions, the garlic, the capsicum, the chilies, right. All roasted.
So I'm not a food expert. Does like roasting something make it
a little bit sweeter? Okay. Caramelizes like some of the sugars in it.
Yeah, but does it release spice in a?
No, it doesn't make it hotter. Yeah.
Okay, right.
But you can feel that that's easily the hottest that we've gone so far.
Oh yeah, very much so.
And now the step
Ye
up
boy.
Begins.
Oh, this one's really red under the light. Oh god.
So this is a ghost chili sauce, and up until a couple of years ago, ghost chilies were the hottest chilies.
Are there people out there like genetically engineering chilies?
Not genetically, but they breed them.
Oh my god, I've put so much on there. Shit.
That will be quite rough.
Oh shit. Okay, I'm gonna spread it out.
But yeah, up until a couple of years ago, so ghost chilies, they rate heat based on Scoville units.
Yeah, so yeah, right.
The ghost chili used to be about like 1 million Scovilles.
Okay, which
jalapeno is 8,000.
It's such a weird scale because it goes so high, so anything just sounds spicy.
So it's based on how much spice you can detect, parts per million, diluted in water. It's a ridiculous way to measure spice.
Oh, right, okay.
That's the science behind it.
Right, okay. Is there many politics in the world of spice?
You wouldn't think so, but there are. Like,
yeah,
the
right.
Chili community is awesome, but the longer that I've been in it, the more politics come into it.
Oh, that's so weird.
I actually stay out of all of them.
Yeah, right, yeah, fair enough.
You do see that there's quite a lot of politics in the wider chili community.
Okay, well, here's Yeah Boy.
Yeah Boy.
Mmm. Oh, it starts out really sweet.
It was quite sweet.
Oh, that's yummy. Oh, and now it's getting a little hotter.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll finish the nugget though. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But still not blow your head off yet, right?
No, yeah. No. That's very mouthy, like tongue is warm.
Yeah.
Yep, okay.
All right, now we hit lizard exposure. And so there's 3 lizards, but I'm missing one at the moment.
That's right. That's probably fine, yeah. Actually.
And whoever you think is on the label, it's not him. That's just some guy I know.
It looks like Bill Gates.
Huh? I don't even know who that is.
Oh. Okay, I'm getting a little spice in the mouth right now. Okay.
So this is half garlic and half Carolina Reaper. All our chilies are grown in New Zealand.
Oh, that's cool.
And all the garlic in that is also New Zealand. So ooh, it's a place called Murphy's
thick.
Up in...
Come on.
Up in Blenheim. Might need to give it a little bit of a shake here.
Yeah, where's the lid? There it is. All right. So in your expertise, like, a way to prepare yourself for spice?
So a lot of the fellas who do the competitions have... like some ideas of like how they prep themselves.
Okay.
I don't know if any of it works.
Okay, right.
Because I've tried some of it, but I get nailed every time, so.
I guess it's kind of like old wives' tale a little bit.
It's pretty much that.
Yeah,
because
right.
It's still quite a, it's still like an establishing sport.
Yeah,
I would call
it
a sport as well.
Okay.
Red Bull disagrees with me because there's no physical aspect. I'm trying to get it on Red Bull TV. That's the goal.
You know, weirdly enough, I thought it would be something they go for.
Because
really.
It's extreme. It's just not, they said because it's not physical, they can't do it.
Well, I'm physically feeling something, so I would argue it's physical.
It's all happening internal.
Yeah.
Just because you can't see it on the outside. I'm sweating.
But they have some really like good high-tech cameras. They could get the sweat drips going on and stuff. Right, okay. What is this called again?
This is the Green Label Lizard Exposer.
Okay, Green Label Lizard Exposer. Here we go. Okay, well, it's not initially hot, like it builds. But even the flavour of it, you can tell it's going to get hot. Okay, yep.
So this is how you test if your mates are lizards or not.
Right, okay, it's by giving them this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's tickling the back of the throat, that one. Oh. Oh, still quite nice though.
Still quite nice. That's the goal. I didn't want it like, there's a lot of hot sauce companies out there, you know?
Yeah.
I don't need to make, they've got like, I don't know what we can say on air, but they've got some names that I just try and stay away from.
Right, you can say what you like, quite frankly. I don't like, care at this point.
I want stuff that sounds like you want to eat it, rather than stuff that sounds like it's going to make
your
next day a bad idea.
Yeah, like arse burner or something. Ooh, okay. Yeah, that's got some heat to it. Ooh, okay, yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah, it's fine.
Mm-hmm. We've only got one more in the lineup.
Yeah.
And it doesn't actually get too much hotter than this.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Would you say having, like, milder hot sauce before having, like, hot sauce is a good technique?
Like, eases you into it?
Yeah.
I guess. Going straight into that would be quite rough.
Yeah. I feel like I got a chance to prepare, but...
Do you watch that show Hot Ones at all?
I do.
Does this feel like that? After doing this, do you feel like you could do that?
I got a little Hot Ones vibes when we started. I was like, cool. It's a good show. You should go watch it on YouTube if you don't watch it. Oh, this really builds on you, doesn't it?
It's hard to sit in it, right?
Yeah.
Because now you have to do one more.
Yeah, okay. Let's just get it over and done with. Like, come on.
Whew. Oh, actually, that might need a shake.
Oh, this one's really red. And another not recognisable person on the label. Hey, so where do people, like, sign up for... Southern Spice.
If you want to register to do the chili eating competition, email spicyboyslimited@gmail.com or message me on Facebook at Spicy Boys or message us on Instagram at Spicy Boys. But yeah, we still have quite a few spots left. Our capacity is for probably either 20 or 30 people, and we're absolutely going to destroy you in chilies. But yeah.
I mean, you can choose to destroy yourself, right, though, if you wanted to.
What do you mean?
With chilies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But you will be destroyed in this competition.
Oh, you will be. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Okay. That's a real selling point. Oh, my God. Right, this has, like, woken me up, though.
Okay. Cheers on the last one.
Cheers on the last one.
You made it this far?
Yeah, well
done,
mate.
This camera?
Yeah, this camera. What do you say to all the cameras?
Tell the people what you've got going in your life.
And then they just say, please watch my fucking TV show or whatever. Again, really nice. Smoky flavour to that one. Oh, my nose is running. Yep. Yeah, no, that's hot.
Yeah.
I can tell it's going to get hotter as well.
But see, it's not too much of like an abrasive...
No.
When you've built your way up, you're kind of like... But it's hot in the throat.
I take it you've tried a lot of hot sauces. What's the worst thing you've ever had?
You know, on Hot Ones, you know, the bomb?
Yes, the bomb. One that's, like, famously always on
there.
Out
of the sauces, that's pretty bad. There's also, there's an Australian company called Shit the Bed. Or it's Bunsters. That's the name, but they have a sauce called Shit the Bed.
Shit the Bed, oh, classy.
And they're super hot. It's, like, 13 out of 10. That stuff is horrible.
Right. Well, that's the thing. I guess there are so many, like, I've seen so many gimmicky hot sauces. There must be some... They just straight up aren't nice.
Oh, most hot sauce is terrible.
Yeah, right.
Most hot sauce is made by people who just, like, want to hurt people. Like, anyone can make the hottest thing.
Yeah, right.
But I just want to eat good food. And so most of our sauces aim towards flavour rather than hurting me.
Okay. Yeah, and I have to say, of all of those, they're all nice.
Yeah.
Even that really hot one on the end. Oh, my mouth is definitely on fire. And my pits are real sweaty. Anyway, I'm going to compose myself for a second. I will be back after Strange Days by Marco Road. We're no longer together, actually. Which makes me feel old, because I remember watching them play at uni, and now they've split up. That's another story. Anyway, I'm going to shut up. Okay, so I had a glass of milk here. It hasn't really helped, actually. So that's a myth. Anyway, just in the break there, you're talking about... excuse me. The person who's won the last three... Well, the winner the last three times has been the same person.
Yeah, Jesse Painter.
And so how does he prepare? He just eats...
Coming up, for about a month or two coming up, he'll eat about 15 to 30 chilies of the super hot ones every day.
That's nuts.
But for this year, he's away on holiday, so he's actually not going to be here for this competition. So for this Southern Spice, it's up in the air. Who knows who's going to win?
Oh, wow. I don't know who's going to win. Oh, okay, that's exciting. Do you think on holiday he eats spicy?
He eats spicy. He just doesn't do the chilies. Like, if he's if he's not practicing, he won't, because it's rough. Yeah.
I would have thought, you know, I mean, I've never experienced it, but pepper spray, like, that sounds like it burns a lot, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. So
screw it there.
Pepper spray rates about 2 million Scoville, so roughly around what Carolina Reapers are.
Really?
So pepper spray is made of peppers. It's called OC. Okay. And it's just a way they, like, synthesize some stuff and then take the capsaicin, which is the active ingredient in chilies, and then put it into a spray.
Oh, my God, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Isn't that stupid of me, though? It's called pepper spray, and I just, like, never really assumed there was pepper in it. Anyway, one last time, when and where is the Southern Spice?
Riverside Market this Saturday, 12 till 4 is the Hot Sauce Fest, and then from 5 o'clock... is the chili eating competition. You still have time to register, so if you haven't yet and you want to eat some chilies and you want to prove yourself, there'll be awesome prizes. And message us on either spicyboyslimited@gmail.com, limited fully spelt out, or message our Facebook page or Instagram page.
Right. Well, hey, thank you for providing me with a very different experience this morning. I'm certainly like ready and charged for my day ahead. So thank you so much. And to the audience listening, thank you for listening. I'll be back tomorrow morning, as I always am. Don't forget, we're selling RDU merch on our website right now. Oh, fuck. Go get some. Buy some stuff. Spend your money with us, please. And that's about it. Thank you, guys. I love you all dearly. Kia raka tonu mai. Bye. Oh.